What's Nick?
Hey, Nick, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. Hello, Nick. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I got you now.
Okay. It's Amy with Local Splash.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Just
plugging along.
Getting ready for Friday.
Yeah, I understand. Is this a good time to speak with you? Do you want to schedule something later?
Yeah, no. We're good, man. I really want to know the, I don't know if you found out what I owe or whatnot.
Yeah, I had texted it over to you off the phone. Yeah, your outstanding balance is $986.39.
Oh, okay.
And you can pay that through the business owner's account in the Yelp billing, which I can help you with. Like, if you want to jump on a video call later today, I can walk you through how to do that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I definitely, I need to start working on that Yelp page, man, and getting that dialed back in and maybe start sending some reviews through there, because I got a lot of Google reviews,
Yeah, the Google reviews are awesome. With the Yelp reviews, you want to be careful. You don't want to, be too pushy with them, only because they monitor those. And if you get like too many too fast, it seems like they're not legit,
What the heck?
Yeah, Yelp is like super strange when it comes to their reviews. Like, you're not technically supposed to ask for them or like give any incentivization, like free services or anything if they leave Yelp reviews. But with Yelp, it is like the reviews definitely count, and you have a few. Definitely, you already have a few, and your star rating, like I said, it's almost 4 stars. It's all, you already have a decent rating. So whatever you're doing with the Yelp reviews to gain them is successful already, and just continue moving at like that pace. And eventually that one that's a little bit lower is going to push down or fall off because you have so many of the positive ones.
Yeah, well, yeah. I got to get in contact with that guy. And he's supposed to take that down. So, we kind of squared up on things with that, man. So we're good.
Yeah, I remember you said that too. So that would be – that's going to be very, very helpful for you as well.
But – yeah, I just want to get everything dialed back in, man, and ready for next year, man. And like I said, right now we're kind of in a transition with things right now. We're making a lot of changes, and then like I said, I'm getting ready to take the test for my C61. So
it's exciting.
Once I get that, man, the doors are going to open up everywhere, man. So. Yeah, we're working on getting a trailer. I got some yard signs I just had made.
And the door knockers, right?
Yeah, we're going to try that kind of marketing for a little bit and just kind of test the waters a little bit, So.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love that. Those are definitely going to be helpful to get it going into the spring. As things continue to open up, that contractor's license is going to be really stellar as well, because it just gives that added shine on it, right? It just gives that little additional piece that just gives more solidarity and solidifies what your organization is really about, right?
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm subbing a lot of stuff out, so we're already doing it, but I sub it out, because I don't want to get busted,
Love that.
Jobs, but,
smart.
But, so we basically say we do everything, but then I have people that come in and do it that are licensed. So.
Yeah. No, and then the fact that you're going to have your own license and you're doing the umbrella, that's really just going to open more doors and more opportunity. I mean, it's super smart that you're not currently doing it under the radar, so to speak. You're not doing it anyways. You're giving the work to the contractors that have the license, and they're therefore responsible. I think that is really going to give you an amazing push for 2026. But moving into that, did you want to get started with the Google ads today, and then we can talk about the Yelp and how to square that up later on when you have a little bit more time, or what are you thinking?
So look, I got, I have some money supposed to come in by the first, okay? It's a little bit of a chunk of money. So I was kind of, I was kind of banking on that, man. I'm hoping, I'm going to text this dude right now. He owes me like a good chunk of money, man. So I kind of wanted to, I wanted to wait for that. That's why I was saying the first.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I know it's the 31st today, but
that's,
you know,
okay.
I'm just,
yeah,
I'm hoping that he comes through, and I don't want to overwhelm myself if I, you know.
Right. Agreed.
So if I start with that, right, you said it's 300 and then I'll get an additional 130 or something like that?
Yeah, we give it, so Google, because we're a Google partner, we get all kinds of like spiffs and kickbacks. Remember I told you, like, with Yelp, we get extra $100 for the first 6 months, like each different like leg, so to speak, that we partner with gives us different kickbacks or spiffs, right? And we pass those savings and those straight down to our clients. So with Google, with the Google ads, you spend $300 the first month, you get $130 in free ads. We give that right back to you. We choose to give that right back to our clients because it's only going to help you and get that strong push out the gate. So yes, it's $300 and you get the extra $130 coupon.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, for sure. We'll get something going, man. Like I said, I'm going to look at my finances and see if we can, either way, if he doesn't pull through with that, you know, maybe we can just get it going anyways.
Do you want me to do this? Because it sounds like you're busy for your Friday. I don't want to overwhelm you. I'm not trying to apply pressure. I just want to help you, your business, and see what is the best way for you to get things organized and help you get out of these situations. Do you want to set something up? Like, we could do a video call like on Sunday if you want. Like, I'm even willing to come in on the weekend when things are maybe a little bit more calm for you. And you have the ability to sit down and you and I, like, I can share the screen with you. I can show you the things. You can share your screen with me as far as the Yelp business goes, and I can show you how to go through the motions if you want. And if you have the money on the second, that's the second. If you have it, cool. If you don't, then you know exactly what to do when you do have it.
Awesome. Yeah, that would be freaking awesome, man. Yeah, because I'm going in a lot of this blind, man. And, man, that's awesome if you can do that, man, because.
You know, yeah.
We definitely want to get on board with the whole marketing thing this year, man, like I was telling you. So
yeah, and I want to help you with that, and I don't want you to feel like I just keep calling you back because, you know, I want this sale. That's not it. I really want to help your business, and I want to put you in the right position, Nick. You're going to get an account manager, a person who's going to be assigned specifically to your account, and handles your account like regularly. But until we get you dialed in, I'm not going to hand you over to them. I want to be the one who's kind of like helping you and walking you through this stuff. So what time on Sunday is a good time that you can set aside, say, like 30 minutes for you and I to speak? I'll send you a calendar invitation. It will have a clickable link for Google Meet where we can just video share with each other. It'll be like almost like we're face-to-face. You'll be able to see me.
Let's say... That's 3 o'clock. Is that good for you?
That's cool. I can make 3 o'clock work on Sunday. No worries. I'll go ahead and send the invitation over. It'll say, meet me here. And it will have, you know, it'll have your phone number and your name. And then it will be a clickable link. And about 2:45, I'll send you a text. Hey, don't forget we're meeting at this time. So, will you be able to sit down at a computer at that time?
Yeah, I'll have my desktop right in my office, so.
Okay, cool. So that's perfect. We can set that time aside for you and I. We can spend it. We can look at this together. We can log into the Yelp. She gave me the tools to be able to log you into the Yelp, from your Yelp business, profile. And the reason that I don't really like send my clients to call Yelp and square up the balance is because as soon as you call Yelp and square up the balance, they're going to turn around and pitch you on more ads to go directly through them. And the difference between going through Yelp ads directly through Yelp and going through us is we have that partnership. So we're that middleman for you. We make sure the ads run correctly. We make sure the profile is set up right. We have the ability to help you dispute the negative reviews. We have the ability to run the profile and make sure that it's managed properly, as opposed to you, who is, with all due respect, a little bit like a chicken with its head cut off, trying to run two different businesses,
yeah,
and you're owner-operator, and you're trying to keep the marketing going, and you've got a family, and you know, you've got a relationship, and, you yeah know, you've got your hand in a lot of pies here, right? So.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, no, and here's another thing, man, I'm looking into, man, too, is, I don't know if you guys can tie something in, but, I'm looking for some sort of, you know, something that'll take my calls or turn my calls into messages or something, like text messages and schedule.
Do you want an AI scheduling bot?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay. Let me look into that, because I know that I have the ability to do that. I know that my team has the ability to do that. So let me look into what that looks like. So do you want the scheduling bot for like all platforms, or for what's coming off the website, or what's just coming to your phone number?
I would say that's what's coming to my phone number, but also too, I'm going to call my phone carrier because I get a lot of spam calls.
Okay. So you have call tracking with us, with Local Splash, to be able to eliminate those spam and robocalls.
Gotcha.
Already.
Okay.
So when we get into it on Sunday, I'm going to show you how to block those.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Awesome.
So I'll see you at 3:00 on Sunday. If for any reason that's not a good time, text me back at the 877 number that I text you from. Text me back and say, AIM, this isn't a good time for me. I need to reschedule to this time or that time, whatever it is, and I'll make that accommodation for you as long as I see that message, okay?
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, let me go back and let me go save this number. That way I have it. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to set this in the calendar as well. Give me just a second. We said Sunday. Oh, I got to change my settings here. Hold on a moment. Let me change this real quick so I can set it up to 7 days. Let's go here and here. There we go. Okay. Change my calendar. Maybe.
I got you saved here now.
Oh, man. Hold on a moment. I'm trying to make sure I can send you this invitation. Copy time to all. Okay. That should be good. How come it won't let me? Okay, go back. I don't know why it's not letting me show the Sunday. Okay, I'm going to figure out, let me see here. Give me just a moment. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you a link right now. Let me go like this. Here we go. Copy conference info. Okay, I'm sending you the text right now. I get all this other gobbledygook out of here. I think this is it. Hold on a moment. Say, meet me here. I don't know why my calendar's acting wonky. So this says for Friday. Let's join with Google Meet. Okay. Cool. So it says it's for 12, but we will be able to meet. I'm going to go ahead and send you this meeting link right here. And this is going, and then this is going to be a clickable link, and you should have it in your email as well. So I'll go ahead and make some changes to it so that it can go to you in the email, but you should have just received the text right now. Did you get that?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Cool. So that's going to be the link. And then again, I will be able to go ahead and set this. Okay, here we go. I think I'm able to do it now. Let me go like this.
What's up?
Good morning.
All right. I think you're going to receive the email right now. 1 second. I think I've got it. I think I fixed it. Oh, my gosh. I'm working with fire this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Some days it really is like that. Okay, hold on. Give me just 1 minute, and then you should receive an email, Nick, that's going to say, meet me here with your name and your phone number. and it's scheduled for Sunday.
Okay, yeah, I just got it right now.
Beautiful. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to set it in my calendar to remind you at 2:45, and I'll see you at 3 o'clock on Sunday, and we'll have a chat, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for the help.
My pleasure, Nick. Anytime. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.